Greetings, this is Brother Steve again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. My apologies for not having a fresh message on for the 21st due to some difficulties in the conference line. We couldn't get on. But anyway, this is the message for the 22nd. And this morning, I'm going to look at another example of how God lets things go to a place where it looks impossible, and it looks completely hopeless, and in human eyes, it looks like it's over. And that's the example. This morning, I want to talk about Abraham and how, you know, God had many promises for Abraham, and it says that Abraham believed God and was counted to him for righteousness, and yet he had no children. So we're going to go through the promises here, and starting with Genesis chapter 12 in verse 2. First of all, just it's just the days before that, or the verse before that, Abraham comes out of Ur of Chaldees with his father and goes as far as Haran, and then the Lord calls Abraham to get out from his country and out from his kindred, away from his father's house, into the land I will show thee. In verse 2, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And then the next verse tells us that Abraham at that time was 75 years old. Now, sometimes we read these stories and you read through it in rapid succession, all the important events that happened in Abraham's life, but it doesn't tell us about all the time in between there. So we'll see what I mean by that when we look at this, because there's many years go on between that. And if we drop down to verse 7, and the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him, in the same chapter. Then going on to chapter 13, it says, verse 14, here Abraham comes out of Egypt, and he has a great, great amount of wealth that he had gained there, and Lot was with him. And there was too much for both of them to be together. So, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can count the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Now, it doesn't tell us here how old Abraham was at this point, but we know that he was already 75 years old when he came into the land of Canaan there that God had promised him, and he owned nothing there. He was a pilgrim and a stranger, and yet God kept telling him that he's going to give him all this land to him and his seed. And here he is already 75 years old or more, and he doesn't have any children. The other thing I want to maybe mention here also is that, you know, sometimes we feel like God is constantly speaking to Abraham here, and I don't know how it was in between those times, but, you know, there's years and years goes by between these different promises that God gives to Abraham, and so it's not like this is happening every day, though I guess that could be possible. It doesn't talk about that. And then we go on, and then in chapter 15, God comes to Abraham again. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy great and an exceeding great reward. And then it seems like Abraham gets a little frustrated, or maybe a little irritated. He says in verse 2, and Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abraham said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. So Abraham is saying here that he has no seed to pass on his inheritance to, and this Eliezer, his servant, was the heir of his house, and he's kind of making the suggestion that he could be his heir. But, and lo, then he says, verse 4, And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now towards heaven, and go and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said to him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of the Ur of Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And so, anyway, here it says that Abraham believed God, and God counted to him as righteousness. So here he finally had the promise that you know, before he just had the promise that his seed or his offspring would have the inherit this land. Now here God specifically says that it will be his own seed, it would be his own offspring, not somebody that was born in his house, but it would be from his own biological offspring. And so there, God made a covenant with him. Verse 18, In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. And so, many years go by, and still nothing has happened. Still Abraham doesn't have any children, no son. And at this point, Abraham has the promise that it will be of his own biological children that will inherit the land. But there's no promise that it's going to be from Sarah. So, in chapter 16, Sarah has the grand idea that maybe Abram should take her Egyptian maid for a wife, and out of her would raise a seed for his inheritance. And Abraham thinks this is a good idea and goes along with it, and takes Hagar, and out of that is Ishmael born. And it says, verse 16, And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. That would be 86 years old. So here is Abram. He's already 86 years old, and now he has a son. And it seems like Abraham is just accept the fact that this is how it's going to be. Ishmael is going to be his heir. But one of the things that brings out here, or you don't see it, read it in this part as much as when you go to the New Testament, it brings that part out clear, that I believe it's in Hebrews, or maybe it's in Romans, I forget exactly where it is, but where it talks about Ishmael being the work of the flesh. And so, what God is trying to do here is he is bringing Abram down to a place where he loses complete confidence in his own efforts, and then he brings him a son from Sarah, the son of promise. And then in chapter 17, And when Abram was 99, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. I will make my covenant between thee and will multiply thy seed exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee, and to thy seed after thee, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And so here, God again confirms his promise to Abraham that he's going to give this land to his seed. And I believe at this point, Abraham is just assuming that this is Ishmael and doesn't think any more about it. However, then in verse 15 of the same chapter, it says, God comes to Abraham again, and God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be, and I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. And then it says in verse 17, and then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and Sarah be that is 90 years old bear? So here we see that Abraham here is already 100 years old. So already 25 years have passed since Abraham came into the land of Canaan. 14 years have passed since Ishmael was born. And Abraham had just accepted the idea that Ishmael was the son of promise. But here, God tells him that no, it's not going to be Ishmael. Ishmael, in other words, is the work of the flesh, and that's never going to do. This is going to be from Sarah. And so Abraham laughs and thought it's humorous that he, 100 years old, would have a child, and Sarah being 90 years old. And so Abram said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant with his seed after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this time in the next year. And so, in the next chapter then, we see how God comes to Abram in the form of these three men, walking along the road, and Abram invites them in, and they're sitting there talking, and verse 9 of chapter 18, and they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind her. And Abram and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. And so here, God makes it very clear that it's going to be Sarah that's going to be the mother of the son of promise. And after everything, Sarah is too old to have children. She is past childbearing years, and yet God promises that she will have a son. And so we see that here was Abram in the land of promise for 25 years, and 11 of those years he didn't have any children, and then God left it go another 14 years before he finally gave him the son of promise. And it seems like God has a way of taking away all of our own ideas and the things that we do in our own strength, the works of the flesh, and he makes it very clear that it's his workmanship that works, and not our own. And it seems like, after Isaac was born, God tested Abraham one more time, and he asks Abraham to offer up his son Isaac. But it seems that by this time, Abraham didn't even question it once. He didn't even think twice. But he believed God, and he just knew that this was his son of promise. And it says in chapter 22, God tells Abraham to take his son and offer him up to the burnt offering. In verse 3, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. And so Abraham didn't even hesitate. He got up early in the morning. He went on his way. Seems like he was, by this point, Abraham had completely trusted God. There was no conniving, no trying to work things out in his own flesh, but just doing what God told him. And so I think that's a lesson that we can get out of here. God allows us to come to the end of our own efforts, and then God works in his own power, by the power of his Spirit, and brings about his promises. God bless you, and thank you for listening.